Monday, January 13, 2020, Dakota County Board of Commissioners reorganizational meeting at 1 o'clock p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome. Start a new year. Roll call.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and start our meeting with public comment. If there's anybody here that has public comment on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. All right, seeing nobody, we'll go ahead and go to two, reorganization. Nominations for chairperson for the chair.
At this point, I would like to nominate Marty Holzman for chair and make a motion that the nominations is and gets anonymous ballot for the chair for that position.
Second.
Sorry.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yeah. And two's nomination of vice chair. At this time, I'd like to nominate Janet Gill as vice chair for coming year.
Second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yeah.
Tony?
Yes.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from December 30th, 2019. Approval of accounts payable. There were just a few of those this morning. Had Larry come in to help me go through those, and I was off by a week. So thanks for coming in, Larry, but we'll catch you in 2 weeks. Renew the pop machine agreement between the Dakota County Employees Association and the Board of Commissioners. There's a copy of that in there. It's just renewing the same agreement that's been on file for 20-plus years. Approved to designate the following banks as depositories for Dakota County with the maximum deposit being governed by the securities pledge by each institution. They'd include First Community Bank, Homer, F&M Bank, South Sioux City, First National Bank, Valley Bank, First Bank, South Sioux City, and Siouxland National Bank in South Sioux City. Next, to approve the date and time of our regular commissioner meetings is biweekly, starting from today at 1 p.m., with meetings to be held on Monday or Tuesday if Monday falls on a holiday. So going forward, it'd be every 2 weeks at 1 p.m. Also, would like to, we had talked a little bit about putting the Board of Equalization meetings at the end of our meeting rather than the beginning, because a lot of people that come to the regular meeting, then when there's closed session, you don't have to sit in the hallway for the amount of time. And I just think it would be easier for people that come and they have something they want to talk to on the agenda, they would be able to do that and wouldn't have to sit out during that time.
So the regular meeting would be 1 o'clock and the Board of Equalization meeting?
Yeah, would follow our regular meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Flip-flop them.
Yeah, just flip-flop them.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Well, I got it from you, so it's got to be a good idea. Approval to establish the following dates for county holidays in 2020 would be January 1st, New Year's Day, January 20th, Martin Luther King Day, February 17th, President's Day, May 25th, Memorial Day, July 3rd, Independence Day, September 7th, Labor Day, November 11th, Veterans Day, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day, and November 27th, the day after Thanksgiving. December 24th, a half day for Christmas Eve, and December 25th, Christmas Day. Three personal days and a day during the birthday month for a total of four additional days for the non-bargaining employees. The other ones are set forth in the contract that the contract employees have. Approval designation of the Dakota County Star as the legal newspaper for the county during 2020. Approval of posting board agenda on the county website, www.dakotacountynebraskane.org. Approval and designation of County Government Day as Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Approval of the Dakota County Burial Policy as revised January 30th, 2017. A copy of that is also in your packet. Approval of the following department head appointments: Willard Johnston, Veterans Services Officer; Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, License Number S-1475, Class A, Calendar 2020. Deanna Hagberg, Emergency Management Director; Tiffany Hansen, Health Department Director; Tim Lambrick, County Surveyor, appointed for a four-year term expiring in 2023, and Matt Roost, part-time weed superintendent. And at that time, that would be the consent agenda items.
So can we approve all motion, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to approve items from consent agenda items from A to K.
And I'll second that.
Harry?
I got one question about that.
You bet.
Okay, the surveyor's named for 4 years. Does mm-hmm. that mean the county can't use anyone else for legal survey?
Correct.
You cannot use.
That is what we appoint the surveyor, because this is the one unit the county is going to use for the next 4 years. Right, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That can't be yearly?
Why did any?
Well, okay, so you signed me on to be a surveyor for 4 years, okay? A year from now, my price doubles or triples for my work done. Mm-hmm. Who pleases that?
Is that
our budget? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So our money
budget,
just don't.
He's got a county budget.
Okay, he's budgeted, but then say it's $50,000. Okay, in the first 2 years you go to the $50,000. Do we do no more surveys then?
You wouldn't have to approve the claim. There's a statute on that. I'm going to get that handbook, that employee handbook. Make sure.
Is that case? He set up a budget for that particular item, and if he can, let's say, like Larry says, you want 50, and now you want 75. We just don't have the budget. We just don't have the money, mm-hmm. so we need to get rid of them, right?
Or so then, what do you do though? Do you do no surveys?
We find a different surveyor.
But if
is there a clause in there to allow us to vote either party to exit?
That's what I don't know. I mean,
terms are unagreeable.
And he's not a contract that I'm aware of.
There's no contract with him. Yeah, you can fire a contractor overnight. But
if we don't have the money to pay him, you know, eventually he's going to quit, because you don't want to work for 50, so you want 75. So you either need to take the 50 or somewhere else.
Well, I can live with something like that.
Because you guys are in control of the budget.
Of the spending. The money that he gets are controlled by the board.
Sure. Did you know he didn't have been asking for increases in the last 4 years? I don't remember.
Too high now.
What?
too high price now. We don't need to ask for any more money.
I think it would be in chapter 8, but I don't see surveyor jumping out at me. There's actually a statute that expires this year that applies to surveyors, so it can be on the, might be on a general ballot. Assessor, sheriff, treasurer, county surveyor. Oh, here, I even have to make that. Okay. Except when a consolidation between county offices occurs, and except for counties which vote not to elect the county surveyor, a county surveyor on either a full-time or part-time basis, as determined by the county board in accordance with statute 23-1901, shall be elected in each county having a population of less than 150,000 inhabitants at the statewide general election. That's 32-525. In counties with a population less than 150,000 in which the voters have voted against the election of a county surveyor, or in which no county surveyor has been elected and qualified, the county board of such county shall appoint a competent surveyor either on a full-time or part-time basis from any other county to the state to such office. In making such appointment, the county board shall negotiate a contract with the surveyor. Such contract shall specify the responsibility of the appointee to carry out the statutory duties of the office of county surveyor and shall specify the compensation of the surveyor for the performance of such duties, which compensation shall not be subject to section 33-116. A county surveyor appointed under this subsection shall serve the same term as that of an elected surveyor. So I'm not sure where all the statutes are at.
I'd be like, they put them all in there.
Do you want to?
So in other words, if you would hire him as the surveyor.
So he was on the ballot.
It was on the ballot. Okay.
And it was, there was no one.
They ran against him.
There was no. It was. You had to write him in. I mean, there's nobody. He's not in our state even. Tim Lamprecht is.
He gets.
He lives in.
Oh, he lives Dixon, in Palmer.
Yeah, he lives in Dixon County. He works out of South Dakota.
So because we didn't have somebody run from our county, we have to appoint him.
Correct.
Right.
For the same term.
The same term is.
So that's where you get the 4-year term. Official. But it looks like it can be.
By our terms of our contract.
Services rendered to the county daily rate determined by the county board. Then you pay for each mile actually and necessarily traveled going to and from work, rate allowed by the provisions of 81-1176. So you guys set the rate.
We what?
Set the rate.
So our budget determines what he's
daily doing. Rate as determined by the county board.
So it's not by action, by survey that he does, it's by the job.
So in most cases, it'd be by the hour. They would bill by the hour.
Entitled to daily rate determined by the board, each mile. Actually necessarily traveled going to and from work, rate allowed by 81-1176, necessary assistance, visa of witnesses, materials used for perpetuation and reestablishing lost exterior section and quarter corners necessary for the survey shall be paid by the county, remainder cost of survey paid for by the parties for whom the work may be done. Equipment, conveyance, repairs to equipment.
Well, boils down to one thing. If we can make you know, we got the right to say yes or no, I guess it's not a big issue about the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I was always locked in for 4 years, and no matter what they want to charge, they could charge.
No, you set the daily rate.
We can negotiate that.
Yeah.
But we got to say, you know, when he comes in front of us, you know, if he wants more money than we, you know, we look at his budget.
We've never had a contract, though, so maybe we need to look at
this. One makes it sound like we need
money. We need a contract, mm-hmm. and I think it would be considered part-time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as needed.
As needed, yeah.
Do you have a contract that says not to exceed or something, some limitations or something?
His budget's not very big. It's like $7,000.
Okay.
I mean, the whole...
Mm-hmm. To be appointed to that position for the year.
And a few times recently that we've used him, like on Highway 35, establishing corners, he was reimbursed by the state for a lot of the work that he's done.
If it's a state project, they need a county surveyor to reset corners, and then the state reimburses that at $100 a corner, which he said he's losing money on.
That I recall in my years that I've been in the county, you know, I don't remember that there is a lot of surveyors interested on the job. There isn't. I mean, there is.
I don't know one that lives right here in Dakota County either.
So.
But
that's a good question there. I think it's really up to the board, you know. If you hear yes from pay raise, the budget committee needs to revise that and then make the decision, and, you know.
You have a little contract, you can kind of spell out what
the
plan of attack is. So. Got my vote, yes.
All right. Then we'll go ahead and skip back to new business. Board to approve payroll claims for the hours worked December 27th, 2019 through January 11th, 2020. I did come in earlier, went through payroll claims. Everything seemed to be in order. So go ahead.
So move to approve the payroll claims.
Second.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Janet started. I started the thing.
All right, then Andrew from D.A. Davidson requesting board approval for resolution 20C-001 for the partial refunding and call to payments for February 2015 Highway Allocation Fund 2014 FEMA event.
All right. Well, thank you for having me back out.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for coming.
And Joan, did you send that the updated numbers in everybody's packets or?
I didn't.
I didn't want to be redundant. Everybody already had it. I'll let pass one of those around. So, it's hard to know exactly what interest rates are going to do, but we've had a little bit of geopolitical turmoil, as you might know, watching the news. And so, when things like that happen, oftentimes we'll have a little bit of what we call a flight to quality. And so what's happened over the last 30 days, interest rates have come down really kind of substantially in some areas. And so it's a good time to be in the market. Really, on our last run, when we were looking at it, we were estimating a true interest cost of approximately 2.6% for an interest rate. Today's figures are closer to 2.4%. And so, you know, it's almost half, well, it is about a half a percent decrease in rates. And so what that translates to is that, that pushes our savings up to over $55,000 for our current projections. So rates look good. And actually, when we talk about this as a partial refunding, there's about $1.2 million left on this bond. Because the short, about $1.2 million left.
I thought it was $960,000 left to refund.
And so on those early maturities, so bonds are serial maturities, it didn't make sense for us to refund those first maturities because essentially the rates go from low to higher as they go out further. And if you refund that first maturity, essentially you're going to pay a fee, VA Davidson, plus the rates aren't low enough for you to have enough time to capture the interest savings. So we leave that one alone and just refund the outer ones. Well, rates have come down enough that you actually do generate a little more savings. So the par amount on the one we showed you last month was $910,000. This one has gone up a little bit. It's $980,000 because we a few more bonds generate savings because rates have come down.
Mm-hmm.
In this parameters resolution, I lumped the full $1.2 million as a not-to-exceed amount in here just in case rates were to keep coming down between now and when we can lock rates in. So, so the parameters do authorize us to refund the full $1.2 million if rates will allow between now and when we go to lock in final rates. I expect that this is probably as good as it's going to get, the $980,000 that I'm showing you today. Just because that those final maturities, those other two maturities, we're just not going to have enough time.
How long does it take you from today's meeting to lock in the rates? I mean, what type of process is that?
You know, we'll prepare the offering document, so it'll be a couple weeks before we can have that done and then be in the market. So, you know, being an election year, I don't think rates are going to move a whole lot from where they are now, but we want to get moving, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you guys tell me different. We can keep waiting and see what happened, or we can go ahead and lock them in, which I think would be my recommendation. And kind of what I was planning, you can see the dated date on top is for March 5th closing date. If we can lock in rates early February, you know, we can close anytime. Rates are locked in at that point, and we can close anytime in early March. That way we're not scrambling to get paperwork done for closing. That still gives us plenty of time to round up signatures for closing, but allows us to go ahead and lock in rates pretty quickly. So I think that kind of gives us a nice...
looking at about 2.4.
Yeah.
What's our average coupon right now? The average coupon on this?
The average coupon is so if you go to page 2, the average coupon of refunded bonds is that middle number, so it's 2.97, so you're right at 3% on your current bonds.
Okay.
And we think that, so that highlighted number on top, the all-in TIC includes all the fees and cost of instruments, the 2.43, the average coupon right now is the 2.2, so that's where the interest rates will be once we lock them in, it's 2.2%. The percentage savings number on the bottom, that 4.81, you know, GFOA's latest white paper says 3% is a good deal on a refunding. If we're over 3% of the par amount of the refunded bonds, that, you know, that's not just me pulling the number out of the hat, at least to get the GFOA is saying that it's a good deal. So now we're up pushing 5%, so I think...
What's the GFOA?
Government Finance Officers Association. Okay. So it's kind of the governing body of the finance mm-hmm. officers for
refinancing.
Yeah, and they put out a white paper every couple of years on refundings and you know, different recommendations for municipalities.
So our coupon's going to go down by over 0.5% on
yep.
average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any motion there? I'll make a motion. Resolution 20C-001, partial refunding and call of the February 2015 highway allocation bond funds, provided the all-in interest cost is at that rate of savings of at least 0.5%. Did I say something like that? I mean,
Mayor, I don't want something to happen next week and interest rates.
Yeah. So we can do it two ways. If you want to set a target number, you know, we can designate, say, if we're over a certain dollar amount, we could say we want to save over $30,000, for example. We could say you could set a rate, a bogey for an interest rate. You know, we have seen rates fluctuate quite a bit. So okay. if we were, I'd rather have a dollar figure. That's easier than an actual rate. So when we looked at it last time, we were at 25,000. We're at 56,000 now. Do we want to put a number of, do we want to leave it at the 25? Do we want to put it at 35? You guys you can tell me where we're comfortable. If it were to go back down to 25, would we want to pull it, or would we want to keep moving forward?
We're at 40. Is that too high?
Yeah, 40.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's go 40.
And it, you know, and it, for me,
in savings, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gross savings. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll put that as the bogey for gross savings.
All right. Well, thank you.
I second it.
Martin.
Yep.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Janet.
You bet. Appreciate it. All right. Then we'll go to approval memorandum of understanding with Dakota County. Nope. We're going to get approved resolution 20C-002 to declare a 2004 Chevy Silverado crew cab as surplus property.
Jolene corrected me, said that was a 2006, not a 2004.
Correct.
What are we going to do with that?
The resolution has Fred Kellogg disposing of it.
Well, if we're going to dispose of that, why don't we dispose of a half a dozen other things around the yard?
Do you want to amend the resolution?
Well, I'm going to get rid of them scrapers, Fred, that dozer, and some other stuff we never use.
Scrap iron's really cheap right now. I probably want to wait for it to go up a little bit.
Well, it'd probably be salvage.
You think?
You take the motors out of them, mm-hmm. They're very good, and well, they still run if they do. Do you think the scrapers run?
The motors ran when they were bought, yes.
10 years ago?
Not quite that long, probably eight years.
We had a pump set around, two pumps, 6-inch, good pumps. And set around 3 years and the motors didn't run. The motors are locked up, the water got down in the manifolds. I think we ought to probably get rid of everything over there.
Let's bring it back next week because this one is specific, unless it's other moving mobile equipment. Where's my resolution?
Okay. But we don't ever use that. We use that dozer one time.
Yes.
On the creek. Hopefully we fall on the creek for 2 years. Remember that? Oh, what it was doing there. Nobody else seemed to understand it either.
We can move forward with any other resolutions in the future, but with regards to today, let's act on the one in front of us.
Good thinking.
How's that sound?
Let's
all
get
right.
This meeting over. I'm in a hurry.
All right.
So I'll make a motion to approve resolution 20C-002.
And I would second that
resolution.
Can I buy that old truck, Fred?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes, I guess.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Also, it'll be bid out. As soon as I get a chance to buy it, then I might need that. I'm ruining my good truck, my Tony truck. I'm ruining the damn thing. And
new trucks, you should be able to get 180,000 miles out of them.
I get 280, I think, but I mean, I don't want to destroy it in the process. I want to have a good truck to drive to church.
Church meetings.
Both.
Let me change it real quick to 2004 to 2006.
All right, then we're going to go approve the memorandum of understanding between Dakota County and Northeast Region Planning Committee.
That was the Homeland Security, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes. How come there was a question mark in it?
Yeah, at the end, to appoint or something.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about Sheriff about that. But he's leaving.
What do you think, Sheriff?
I'm going to quick change this.
You go for it.
So Deanne is our main contact.
He was saying he wants it.
Yeah, I think
he wants the appointment. I think is what he said.
So Deanne is that person, has been our person, and well, we never have, but there's an option to do that.
Okay.
We've never had a secondary person on that. And the people that were listed there have not been contacted about it, but we were just bringing it up for a little discussion.
Then you cross that off or is that from Germany?
Yeah, I believe so.
Persons or persons appointed by alternate, so we can appoint them even on the spot.
Yeah.
If that we have to
yeah.
contact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if something breaks loose and Deanna's unavailable, then somebody can be appointed.
Send somebody, okay.
Yep.
I'll make a motion that kind of the gist of that.
Yeah.
To accept this governor board appointment. Oh, no, that's not the wrong line, aren't I? I'm looking at E. Sir?
You're looking.
I'm going to look at E. I was looking at E. I'm sorry. We're on D, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My fault. Sorry. I'm ahead of myself. But this also relates to the existing group.
Motion on the memorandum of understanding.
Yeah, we did. Jenna made the motion.
No, I was on the next one, but I mean, I guess I can do it all at once. Unless Kevin, do you have any kind of this about security and safety, public safety, and this collaboration between all of these counties that here?
Yeah, this is just kind of a formality. It's already been it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of these folks, you.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, I'll make a motion then to accept this memorandum of understanding, collaboration between the counties listed for emergency responses and public services.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yep. And then the approval to appoint Deanna Hagberg to serve as member of and participate in Northeast Nebraska Planning Exercise Training, or PET, Regional Governance Board. The county can also appoint an alternative representative. In the past, the county has not appointed a secondary representative. I guess that's something we can do if we'd like to. There's a few names on that sheet you see there. I guess we've not contacted those people and asked them if they would be interested in doing that. And it looks to me like it's the type of situation where if there's a situation where we needed to appoint somebody, it can be appointed at that time. In a situation where Deanna wasn't around, we'd probably go to our sheriff or somebody at that. All right, Sheriff? All right. So that would be my recommendation to go ahead and go as is for now, and then we want it to rise so we can act on that.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, it's my motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet? Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
As it relates to that, do we have this sort of thing for our, I mean, this is Northeast Nebraska, which makes sense, but do we have this sort of thing for across the river, our tri-state?
Tri-state.
I mean, I went to the legislative forum last Monday, and it was Chief Mahan, what's his name, from Sioux City?
The chief?
The chief or the sheriff?
It was the group, Dave
Chief
Drew, and it was also Mueller, Representative Rex was there,
mm-hmm.
and they talked about a lot of collaboration, and it that point in time, I was wondering if we have anything formal or if it's just more anything informal. And you were there. That's right, you were there. Do we have anything? We went just over this formal safety and security in Northeast Nebraska counties. Mm-hmm. Do we have something formal with our counterparts in the tri-state area? Or is it just more of a...
We have intel meetings stuff, but I don't know about that particular one.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And it falls under, Deanna.
Okay. Okay. Well, it did sound, it sounds like there was a very collaborative relationship. I was very impressed. But just... Okay.
All right. That'll take us to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, road report.
29th, December 29th through January 11th, 244 hours of road maintenance, 6 hours of debris removal, garbage pickup, 2 hours, snow removal, 30.5, gravel hauled, 1,000 ton. Signs and barricades, 36 hours. Road concerns, 260th Street. There was a couple other ones with rock on it, 200, after the 2 inches of rain that we had. Had a couple of calls and a rock. That's where we got the 1,000 tons.
Anything else, Fred?
Did we finalize that deal buying that rock ahead? Did we finalize that deal about buying the rock on ahead?
Yes. Mark sent me out one, and it'll be in claims when you do it today.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Sorry, Larry. I gave you the wrong date.
It's all right. I like it.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Freddie.
And then the sheriff with the jail report.
Good afternoon. December average inmates per day is 60 county, 42 federal, 0 juveniles, and 102 in-house. 2019 calendar average inmate. Did you leave a break? 79 county, 33 federal, 0.42 juveniles, and 112 in-house. Fiscal average inmates, 2019 to 2020, so for the month. 73 county, 38 federal, 0.79 juveniles, and 111 in-house. Federal income, December for marshals is $83,353, ICE $5,568. Other contracts, zero at this particular point. And December average from the feds is $88,921. Fiscally for marshals is $412,605, ICE $44,333, other contracts $28,405, and fiscal federal is together was $485,343. 2019 calendar year for federal was $837,555, which more than last year.
Mm-hmm.
December county was $1,800. Fiscal county contracts is $13,893. So our cost per inmate of December was $63.86, almost $64. And what I'm going to do to get that down, that's just killing us medical. Jail spent $202,000 for the month of December. Jail is at 49% of the yearly budget so far. We're 1% under our budget for the fiscal year. We was at 49% of total yearly budget for December of 2018. Spent $24,920 less than allotted for December, which is 11% under budget per month. See, that just confuses me.
Yeah, it does me too. How could you be 1% under for the fiscal year and...
But the inmate costs be so high.
Uh-huh, and 11% under.
And the only thing I can say is we have a lot of feds. We're not paying for their medical.
Mm-hmm.
But medical is...
Even though...
Been just getting us lately.
Yeah.
So, December bookings, 18 for the Sheriff's Office, PD was 26, State Patrol was 4, self-tourney is 19, feds 41, other 4, total of 112. 36 of them was from Dakota County, 17 from other Nebraska cities or counties. Sioux City is 28 of them. Other Iowa areas is 20, other states 10, and homeless 1. Total of 112.
Sheriff, are the feds, when they're booked, are they in the bookend numbers?
The feds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at December bookings?
Yeah, when we're down here looking at December bookings where it says fed, that's how many feds we booked in the month of December is 41.
Okay.
Is this, do you guys understand this report?
Well, where does it say that at, 41?
So,
okay. Okay, yeah.
So this side on the bottom, yeah, it says how many that month each agency brought in, and yeah, on the other side is where they were from.
From, yeah.
And that tells us how many we're getting from across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And when he figures up this daily, Mark figures up every expense we've got, from laundry detergent to everything, from payroll, everything in that jail goes into that figure. So I think some of that went up because we had to replace the other water heater. So things like that might bring that up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly working on the HVAC systems. It's like a never-ending game in there. So that throws our inmate costs off too.
Yeah.
But we're doing good as far as countywide.
It sure seems like it.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. What does this certain self mean?
Well, those are self-paid. So those are people that come in that have existing warrants and know it, and they'll come in and turn themselves in, or work release type issues or something like that.
Coming in to start serving a sentence.
To serve a sentence. Or sometimes we even get people from other states that want to pay and serve their time here.
Oh, really?
And I don't deny that. If you want to pay and sit in our jail, you can. But usually it's people that have family here that are maybe charged in another state. Like we've had South Dakota and some other states. So that's what column that would go in.
Okay.
Now, it's not something that you see all the time.
You ever had one homeless guy?
Yeah, that one homeless guy that keeps hanging along in there. You deal with a whole lot of homeless here.
What do you do to get in there?
I don't know. I have to go look at that.
You wanted to get warm.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to already say it.
That's pretty common.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Frequent flyers that do that come winter months.
Wouldn't want. Yeah.
So, I don't even know what day it was. I think it was Thursday. One of my New Year's goals was to get more involved with the Sheriff's Association because it helps with, we're dealing with jail problems, and I don't usually get to those meetings because I got to be out of town, I got to leave, blah, blah, blah. When I left that Sheriff's Association, I think it was last Thursday. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, one of those days. Jacob calls me. So with the 287G, he ran a guy that had been booked in here a couple of different times. He got out of him, ran him on the terminal we got. Come to find out he's on the Fed's watch list for terrorists. Found his real name out. Fed's kept guy. Living here. Been living here for quite a while. Using an assumed name.
It's nice to have that terminal in there, isn't it, Sheriff?
Two of them.
Yeah.
If for no other reason that. Mm-hmm. I don't know where what country he was originally from. He was somewhere, I thought he said Sudan. I don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't North or South America, I can tell you that. So
yeah, that's interesting.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, you kind of gasp because I went to this meeting with these other sheriffs and they all like, hey, how's that going? Oh, you're getting sued, blah, blah, blah. The Omaha radio station has been talking about it. So I said, no, we're not doing anything wrong. So well, we're going to do that. So Sarpy County was telling me how, I don't want to take it.
Hey, I have a question for you. Panic buttons in some of the offices,
I'm here now.
What's that?
So when that panic button was set up, there wasn't any deputies here. We were all down at the LEC.
But I mean, if there's somebody that, you're saying you don't think panic buttons are necessary?
No,
we
don't need them now.
But what if somebody comes in and say somebody comes in to driver's license exam with a gun, and you think it'd be a good idea if they had a panic button to push rather than try to make a phone call?
So right now we have the panic button situation. We spent like $7,500 on that, and I don't think it ever worked properly. We were constantly in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone would try it and it didn't work, or mm-hmm. someone would try it and it did work. With the DMV, I put one of our jail radios in there a couple years ago. They have to listen to our jail traffic, but they were really worried about that back then. I don't know if Joan remembers some of that. Tony probably remembers, Kim, that they were really up in arms about not having security in there.
Uh-huh.
So I just gave them a jail radio. They still have it.
Well, my understanding was that they recently used the radio and didn't get much of a response. Have you heard any of that?
I haven't. It's probably going to depend on what they say on the radio. Did you hear something about that?
No.
It hasn't said nothing to me.
That came to me.
Barnes did?
Oh. Maybe Barnes doesn't know how to use the radio.
Well, I told him push to talk, let up to listen. That's really all they got to know.
Nobody came.
What did they say?
I don't think we saw
it. Well, if that's on the jail stuff, I don't know what else to do. 911 is the best way to do it. That's the fastest way to do it. Over and above panic buttons, 911 is faster.
They told us that. They said you should have just dialed 911.
Obviously, no one had a gun and no one got shot. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's as secure as it is. But when I set all that up was when there wasn't any deputies here. We were down at the mm-hmm. LEC, and it was an 8-mile trip here. Mm-hmm. So those panic buttons went right to our radios. I don't know if it's any faster. I'm not going to give them a law enforcement radio.
Mm-hmm.
What would it cost to hardwire it?
Well, see, I kind of let that go by the wayside, too. Just cost of running wires. I mean, there's not much to the equipment to a hardwired buzzer. The biggest problem is the people like in master in the jail knowing what it is. Because, you know, we've been changing over some people in there. They hear a buzzer go off, they're going to go, I wonder what that is. The HVAC system's gone out again.
What is it, just like a Cat 5 line that runs something like that?
Depends. We started getting into that when we did this radio, this wireless one.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of let it, when we moved here to the courthouse, mm-hmm. I just kind of stopped working on that stuff because we were here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a couple steps away.
I feel pretty safe right here now with you boys here.
Boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With two boys.
A lot younger than
I appreciate that.
So, you know, it's up to you guys. I'll do whatever you mm-hmm. think they
all right.
need for safety. But we have camera systems. I can't see those no more. Since we changed our camera system, I can't see the courthouse camera. And we have 911, of course. The only problem with 911, like the elevator, like you say, when it goes into dispatch, they know it's the courthouse. They don't necessarily know what phone it is.
Are you happy with your new cameras?
Oh, they're beautiful. Expensive. Beautiful. Yeah. And the door's open. That was a big deal. We're all still rejoicing that.
That's maybe something right? for the That's safety nice. Committee to take a look at if the county wants to, in the future, look at maybe running some hardwire to do that to some of the offices that don't have a secondary exit in them.
Way back when in the 80s, they had them on the judges' benches, which I would like to have on the judges' benches, but we've always got a deputy in there. Mostly in district court, always. Sometimes in county court we don't, but there isn't nobody else in there when they're...
Mm-hmm.
Those panic buttons never... They just...
We should have one right here, maybe, if you guys are here.
Well, if something happens in here, I'm hiding another desk, so...
Does that mean you might not be out here all the time, though?
Hey, how's the new band working? Not real new now, but it's fine.
Works great. We use a lot.
That's for sure. All right.
Thank you.
Well, pleasure seeing you.
Thank you. Too.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, are we doing our Gerald tour today? Is it on our agenda?
It's doing bad weather.
What'd he say?
Slick.
Beautiful in that jail right now.
We'll slip over there. We'll slip over for a little few minutes after we're done. Sheriff. Thank you. Well, you wouldn't have came so early.
Oh, good.
We'll let you go.
Good. Janet got off. Are you going this week?
I'm going this time. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll just take off.
Okay, I'll say all about it.
See if that door opens for him, like it says. All right. Mr. Giese, treasurer to present 2019-20 fund balance 6-month accumulation report from July through December 19. I request the board approve chair to sign report 23-1605.
That's the one, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
I would ask to put it on.
You bet. I talked to Bob earlier. He came in. They were just finishing those reports up, so we're going to push them back to our next meeting. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. All right. Board chair to make appointments to members, employees, and public to serve on following boards and working committees. Do you have the list in your packet?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's been appointed. We didn't have any changeover as far as members of the board. Is there anybody that would like to get off a board or possibly go to another board? Is there anybody that has something that they would like to do other than what they're doing right now?
I'm fine myself. I need more and I don't need less, so I'm fine.
I'm fine where I'm at, but willing to change around if somebody's looking to move the...
Up at the top, it says there's only 2 appointments on 2020.
Well, that's these 2020s are the ones that will transfer, just slide the names over from 19 if we're not changing. And if we are changing, then we can talk about that a little bit.
So the 19s are just proposing moving to 20?
Yes. Yep. Unless there's some place that...
I'm good with it.
Anybody have something that they'd
and
like?
And I'm guessing that because these are all public meetings, any of us can go if there's
yes.
a particular topic that we're interested
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah.
But our main focus is to make sure we stay up to speed on the ones we're
yep.
assigned to. Okay.
So then.
We probably need to take Bill and go off and do something different there. Maybe make it one of our board members.
Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know.
See? We don't know either if they...
Is that that new thing over Pender? No, Pender's the Thurston guy, so it wouldn't be that. Remember the lady though that came and presented to us and said they were taking on...
That's the one right up above it, the Goldenrod Regional House.
That's
the
one. Okay. Yeah.
Which was formerly the...
Nebraska Joint Housing Agency. Yeah, I don't know if that is an active group that meets on a regular basis.
Which one?
Nebraska, Northeast Nebraska.
Is on.
It's Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership.
I wondered why I had two words copy.
Larry, thanks for coming to the handbook meeting. Sounds like there's a lot of discussion on that meeting. The handbook where you're talking about the hourly.
The meeting you had on Friday at 3
o'clock. Oh, Friday, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good meeting. It didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm. An hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it could have been worse. I didn't have nothing going on.
You
anyway.
Like it? You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
I told you.
Is there such a
working thing? Toward eliminating the causes and conditions of poverty. Programs include early development network, healthy families, immunization, food, nutrition, housing, education, support services, veteran assistance. Chartered in 1966 under the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964. School immunization clinic, fun run, 5K, that kind of thing.
Is something the health department?
It's based in Pender.
It's based in Pender?
Central office is at the Pender Community Hospital.
It sounds like it. It overlaps a lot.
Yeah.
Pender Community Hospital, that's where it's at. They did, I thought that was Golden Rod Hills. Maybe they're in with those folks.
You see, I think it used to be called Golden Rod. And that's different from Golden Rod Regional.
It is different? Okay.
It changed its name from Golden Rod Hills Community Action in 2012 to Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership. So we maybe have duplicate?
Maybe those are together now.
Well, Golden Rod Regional Housing.
Oh.
Do you think they're the same thing? Golden Rod
Hills. Golden Rod Hills Community Action.
I think they're different.
Okay, they are different?
Yep.
The way this looks.
They're different.
Safety Services and Housing.
This one looks like health, Head Start programs, other just standard family services, health services, WIC.
It always was a board member that was appointed to that, and then Bill Engel stayed on it, but he is not in health right now. If we want to have a Dakota County representation, then which.
So the one with Joe? I don't know where they meet.
That's a good question. What day they meet and what time?
I'm not gonna fight Janet for it. So Janet, if you would actually just look into it a little bit and see what the parameters are. If it doesn't work for you with regard to schedule, let me know.
Okay.
Maybe they only have a meeting once a year.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are once every 3 months or 4 months. So.
Check in on it because it does sound interesting. Early childhood. No, no.
It seems like there's a kind of an overlap on most everything, but it's none of the little services that probably catch some of the people that slide through the cracks. All right, then I think that we'll go ahead and make a motion to keep things.
Which one am I doing? Is it the one this bill was on?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. We'll slide them across from 2019 to 2020, except for Billy Engel's position at the Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership. Janet's going to go ahead and look into that, and if she has a conflict, we'll come back and get it figured out. So that would be my motion to go ahead and. Okay. Yep. So that would be my deal. I would make those appointments going forward in 2020, and we'll go from there.
Where do they have the meeting down in Pender or more local?
I think Larry wants on it.
Well, if it wasn't, I mean, you never know. If it was something that would interest me.
Their calendar shows all the clinics, but not meetings.
Is there a board?
May not even exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's still a thing.
Just something.
I don't know how updated their website is.
I don't want to go to Pender.
No.
They had an Hubbard or Homer or Jackson or something.
Okay, then we're looking to approve resolution 20C-003, the appointment of county representative to the governing board of the Dakota County Public Safety Agency.
And that, we just appointed you. So we just need a resolution approved.
So moved to approve the resolution 20C-003, to find a county representative of the governing board of the Dakota County Public Safety and Service Agency.
And I'll second that motion.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. All right, and I have board to approve the terms of engagement with the Nebraska Auditor Public Accounts to provide Dakota County with an audit of financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019.
This is is the same group that we had do it last year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That is a long time, or a long letter with lots of it.
Yeah.
A lot of caveats, but yes, I would make a motion to have them do it again this year.
I would second that.
Joan said that that will be happening, what, the, in February?
We hired them to do it. We did. We hired them for 3 years. This is just their terms of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as Wolf, the
yeah.
same terms
yeah.
as last year.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being quite so lengthy, but.
Exactly. So I signed the same thing last year. Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll go to news or emergency business. We'll come back to the county board making our jail visit here in just a moment. Any mail or emergency business or community committee reports? I don't have anything.
Are any of you guys on the, I think it's called Rose Sioux Land Task Force?
Mm-hmm.
They had a meeting over in the Security Institute at Iowa Tech campus, and Abby McGaffey from Iowa State Extension had very interesting statistics on housing and the cost of housing, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
The average house in this area sells, in the region, sells like at $150,000. Gosh, it was just very enlightening. And the new strategy that they're trying to push is infilling, and, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how to make low-cost housing and infilling.
What do you mean infilling?
Like, you know, because it's really a struggle, I guess, to annex areas and move. Like up on North High, they were trying to annex that whole side hill to make housing.
Uh-huh.
Very difficult to do that anymore in a lot of town communities. Basically taking lots that have been housing sites that are kind of, you know, dilapidated,
mm-hmm.
then tagging it, redoing it. Even whole blocks, putting in pocket neighborhoods.
Oh,
is
really?
A really interesting concept about
mm-hmm.
basically taking a lot and putting two smaller houses on it rather than one
big home
for affordable mm-hmm. house. I mean, it was
uh-huh.
a very interesting concept that, I mean, I don't know how it's going to get legs or not, but it
uh-huh.
really makes sense
for
to
sure.
me. To bring the affordability down and build.
That's the ingredients and stuff. And
there's
three sets of
them. The other thing that I guess there was one thing in the mail that would be the we have an open house that we've been invited to. It's for the new president of Northeast Tech. It's going to be Friday, January 24th, 2020, between 4:30 and 5:30, and it's going to take place at the Monterey Room in the Marriott Riverfront. So if anybody's available next Friday, a week from Friday, between 4:30 and 5:30, the new president of Northeast Tech will be on hand.
I'll have to send it out.
It's going
to
be
at the Monterey Room in
Monterey,
on the river there, the old marina.
Okay. Delta.
Changes names every month or two. And then also, our meeting coming up on the 3rd of February, the joint city-county school meeting. That will be at the Knights of Columbus Hall, hosted by the county this year.
There.
So if you can make it at all. Is that something that you come out to?
Where is that?
It's the joint city-county school meeting. It's been going on for 43 years. So the schools will be there in Dakota County, the county board, and the city council of South Sioux City. I think it's billed as the longest continuous meeting of its kind in the free world.
When is it?
Yeah, the 20th or the 3rd of February at 5:30 at Knights of Columbus Hall. We'll usually have our state senators and representatives are invited, depending on their situations. We've had them there in the past, and then just people all kind of talk about the projects that they have going on in the area.
What day?
It's a Monday night, I believe.
Monday.
The second is the Super Bowl. The second is the Super Bowl.
Well, my Seahawks lost yesterday, so the Super Bowl's dead.
Yeah, I hear you.
I could care less who wins.
You could care less.
I just hope it's Kansas City or whoever wins that game Sunday.
Yeah, I hear you.
Kansas City or Tennessee.
I'm with you there.
I can't root for the Niners because they're in my division, and I can't root for the Packers because
I hate them. That's still hot.
My daughter called me last night. She's a Packers fan. She called me up and said, hey, Dad, how about that game?
You didn't raise that girl right.
She fell on her head a lot as a child.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Her mom dropped her a lot.
So we're going to go ahead and do our jail visit at this time.
Let's go, Larry.
You got to sign it.
Since Larry showed up early, we're going to go ahead and excuse him from his visit.
One more.
Did he sign it?
Not that one.
Oh, my goodness.
So much to sign today.
My daughter still hasn't forgiven me for missing her 16th birthday. She doesn't have to fall on Super Bowl Sunday. And the first year in Seattle went to the Super Bowl. And I told her weeks leading up to it, I said, hey, we may have to celebrate her birthday on Saturday morning because I can't miss the Super Bowl to see how to get in. So you put a football game ahead of your daughter's birthday? It's like, how long have you known me?
Yeah.
Jeez. So really surprising when she told you.
So now her favorite team are the Packers and the Seattle
Seahawks. That's because he hasn't been there.
Just based on that alone, probably.
He didn't get a ticket. Just tell her you can have another 16th birthday. Find him on the bottom. He got a unique
pair. You're going to have a ton of birthdays. What's worth
it? So he's not missing one yet. Yeah. Just arrangement.
How come the Seattle really going to win the Super Bowl?
That's what I told her. I said, you know, Boston fans had to wait how many years? Winning World Series back in 1913 or whatever, winning it in 2000, whatever. So
there was a guy.
I said, you know, they may never get back to Super Bowl again in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I've got to be there for it. Yeah.
And I'm not feeling sorry for any of you guys. I'm a Viking fan. I've never been able to celebrate on
Sunday. Vikings need to find ways to lose.
I know.
He took off.